Hey, I am back, and I've got Patty Gillard-Bentley and Catherine Mills with me in the studio because, again, we're rallying around the microphone. Hi, girls.
Hi, Coral.
This is very cozy.
Yeah, see, they haven't been to the new digs, and this is their first time. So we're going to talk about Unhinged 2012. So I know it started last week. How did it go last week? Let's talk about last week.
Really well, actually, well. Not enough people signing the waivers so that we could stock them, but other than that, really well.
What does that mean?
Part of the play is that we stock one of the audience members before the play.
You got to move up close to the microphone. I hate to tell you this because...
How's that?
That's good. That's very good.
We stock one of the audience members, and bits and pieces of their life may or may not become part of the play.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
But there was a lot of people that were afraid of us and wouldn't sign the waiver.
Oh.
It's loads of fun. Don't you want to know what people can track down about you on the internet?
Yeah, that's kind of scary when you think about it. Why don't we go through the plays? You wrote, is it cerulean? Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, and then she tasted cerulean blue.
So... without giving too much away, can you kind of give us a wee synopsis or no?
It's a couple talking about domestic affairs.
Yeah, that's what it is. They just happen to have no souls, and one of their prior victims is hanging around the apartment.
Oh. That sounds like when you ask people to describe a racer head and they go, it's like a couple coming over for chicken dinner.
So the effect is pretty much the same, I would say.
Okay. Catherine, I have you here. I want to talk about this. This is a show called A Clean Breast.
Yes.
This is a monodrama, isn't it?
It's a monodrama. It's an hour of me nattering on.
Oh, my God.
She natters beautifully, though.
So... how do you natter? How have you...
I natter in the very fine words of David Copeland, who is an award-winning playwright, U.S.-Canadian. He lived in Toronto for quite a while and made a big splash there, and now he's living in Oregon. And I am talking in the voice of Tammy Morgan, who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, isn't handling it too well, and the next day she's going in for her mastectomy.
So I know your creative process. How long did it take you to prepare for this?
My director, Nicholas Cumming, and I, we have been working on it since early fall. Seriously working on it since September.
Okay. I bet you it's amazing. What are some of the other plays that you want to highlight?
But it's important to note that David Copeland flew down from Oregon last week.
To see the show.
To see the show and to participate in Writer Flight.
Oh!
Because he's more brave than some people we know
all
here.
All right. Yeah, see, I could have written it in here. Is this creepy enough?
I
would have
let you do it. No, not here.
Not here. It's too nice.
Too homey.
Too
close to Ethel's.
Yeah,
that's true. I've been staring over to Ethel's. Next year, okay? I will do it next
year. Oh, I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
And I saw you didn't say, I'm so sorry I couldn't do it. You wrote down, my God, thank God I didn't get dragged into this.
I'm so glad I got out of this. Oh, my God. Well, I was reading all the reports on Facebook, and I thought... I know that if I'm sitting in a dark, dank place at 3 a.m. in the morning, someone is going to knock on the window and scare the living crap out of me. I just know
it. Well, here's the thing. Everyone thinks we will, and we just go to bed and let them fester in that fear.
Oh, I'm seeing that's even worse.
Yeah, it works really
that's
well.
That's why it's called Unhinged. So this week, the shows are continuing.
Yes.
And then Writer Flight... is a second level, right?
Yeah. There's the other two plays are, three, Culture Clash by Nada Humsey.
Right.
Sloth by Ter Chartrand.
Yep.
And Still Embers by David Ritz. On Friday night at midnight, we sent 7 playwrights out to very disturbing locations. 2 came from Toronto, 1 from...
Well, except for our guest playwright, who we sent to the luxury coach house at the Homer Watson House and Gallery.
Oh, God, that's really haunted.
It totally is.
I still live out there. That's a terrible place to send someone.
It had a gas fireplace.
Yeah. So did you go out there and scare the living crap out of him or
no? He just thought we would.
Oh,
and
worse.
we sent 2 to the sort of, it's half out now, Pandora Press Publishing Company, and it used to be a gun shop, and there was a robbery there, and all the guns stolen were used to murder a whole bunch of people in Hamilton. We were really trying for a jail cell for the night.
I know.
They weren't so fussy on us being in there then. I think something about their insurance. So we sent them out. They had 24 hours if they took it to write and hone a 10-minute play.
Right.
And midnight after the shows on Saturday, we sat around at the Rum Runner, because they have scotch, and read all the plays and assigned directors and cast them, and we're rehearsing this week. So the final night of the festival Saturday, and actually eight, Tara wrote two plays.
Oh, God.
All eight plays will be staged in some form or another, because people are crazy busy,
right,
at the final day of the festival. And then there's a talk back after.
Where are they being
you
staged?
You can answer that, Miss Kathy.
Everything is being staged at the Bonnie Stewart Factory, which you may also know as the Globe Studio, down at the corner of Cedar Street and what do they call the other street that it's
Whitney
on?
Place.
Whitney Place. Whitney Place.
Nobody knows that it's called Whitney Place.
I do. Because I've walked
it's
around
on the
there.
Other side, and people know where the Globe Studios is. And on the other side is the Bonnie Stewart Factory, which is now becoming a bustling hub of the arts community.
Yeah, there's
and complete
cool.
with a little black box theater space, which is very nice.
And we're opening it. It's never been used for
oh,
actual
so
for audience
like an
before.
Inaugural. Oh,
it totally is.
That's very cool.
And in that space, empty space, Flesh Ink Productions, Neruda, and Inner Arts Matrix.
So everybody's in the same spot.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Yes.
That is a nice building, and that is a lovely way for it to carry on its life, too. I must admit, it's been that building's been there a long time, and I think this is very cool. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
What do you want to know?
Okay, the three nights, the plays are different. They're in different orders, right?
Yeah.
Basically?
So the first night on Thursday is the third and final show for Culture Clash and Still Embers, and the second show for Sloth.
Okay.
And on the Friday night is the final show for Sloth, Cerulean Blue, and A Clean Breast. I think what's important to know is Flesh Ink has a playwrights collective called Urban Scrawlers, and four of the pieces were developed there, and there's some amazing talent in this city, and I think you should get off your bums and go see it.
Yeah.
And this is not your average walk in the park, barefoot theater.
It's interesting. It's challenging, and tickets are also cheap. They're $12. Try and see Skyfall for that now.
Yeah. You can't.
Or you can buy a fast pass.
Or you can buy a fast pass for $54 and see everything, including Rider Flight.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. How has Unhinged changed?
It has. When we started out, it was supposed to be a site-specific festival, like a fringe festival. Each play is sort of its own production company. And we got bored. And the one year we had no funding. The one year.
Sorry. The one year we had less no funding than the other years.
I know. I feel your pain.
That year.
That was another life for me anyway, but I know what you're talking about.
That year we decided to just do readings, and all three plays were disturbing. And we liked it because as a playwright, if you write sort of the barefoot in the park stuff, you get produced all over the place. If you're writing edgy, dark theater, you're not getting produced. So I think it's important that we're giving a voice to those kinds of plays. And they're all completely different. Like, they're different kinds of disturbing. I would say probably mine is leaving people the most.
I was going to say, how are the audience reacting to all of this? What kind of have you had a feedback?
Yeah.
If I can give
you an example, one of the girls that's in this play, her boyfriend saw a rehearsal. And he can't go see the play. He said he can't watch it again. He left it. He's going to give $12 for a pretend ticket, but he can't go see it again.
Wow.
So the interesting thing is it's not really icky. It's icky for other reasons than you got to see
it. You got
to
go see it.
Yeah, if you like stuff like CSI and Criminal Minds and stuff like that, it'll appeal to you. For sure.
It's,
and the feedback I've had for Clean Breast has been really enthusiastic, I mean, considering, but women especially have said it's really affecting. But it's horrifying because it's something that can actually happen to
it
anybody
can,
at any time.
But in that, this a clean breast is funny and poignant, and it is not a woman standing on a soapbox. It is very unpredictable.
God, I have to.
No, she's kind of a bit trashy. Sorry, Catherine. and that makes her character really rich and interesting, and she talks about everything, and it's not what you think.
Sent me an email, and David Copeland, the author, sent me an email, and he said, "Don't forget, Tammy is a girl who gets into bar fights." And I said, yeah, the only bar fights I've ever been in have been vigorous arguments about grammar.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine, actually. I ain't too, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. What will you two take with you from this year's Unhinged, and what do you want the audience to take with them? What do you think will stick with them?
Well, for me, I think...
What kind of audiences are you getting?
We're getting a really nice mix. And we're not getting the usual.
I was going to say.
Like, you usually go to theater and it's like 85% of the people are like...
You know.
It's all in the arts community, yeah.
Yeah, there's a, really? The phone
really?
Rings while
Seriously?
You're on air?
Seriously? Go away.
Do you want me to get it?
No.
I'm sorry, we don't need our ducts cleaned. So for me, theater is theater when I leave... And it's changed me, made me rethink, reevaluate what I believe, or made me feel something. And so that's what I hope people go away with, all those things. How about you, Catherine?
I think my list is very much the same. I mean, I'm fine with theater that's just for entertainment purposes. That kind of thing also serves a role, but I prefer to be involved in things that will make people, that will have an impact on people in some way.
More of a challenge.
Yeah. As well, just for people to see that this kind of art scene is active in Kitchener-Waterloo. That this is a really interesting work, and it's happening here, and it's largely locally based.
Yeah,
it is. Before you go, you had one of your plays produced in Hollywood.
Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Yeah, I did.
Right?
No,
you did.
Hollywood, California.
You did.
I did. Shaking the Dew from the Lilies. They like that play.
Yeah. Well, it's a very cool play. What kind of feedback have you had from that?
Really good. Everywhere it goes, they win awards, and the girls all say it's the best theater experience I've ever had, which makes me feel really wonderful. So I just look kind of like a voyeur. I look at the comments that they say, and they did really well. They did really well with this. It's about five women who are accidentally locked overnight in a mall bathroom, and it's gritty and dirty and
human. It's very human. Before you guys go, what's the next thing that Flesh Inc. is working on?
She Speaks follows
okay.
that. And that's the women's work for International Women's Day.
Okay. Okay, you guys. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming down. It's great. And you're welcome here anytime.
Excellent.
I wish you... guys, all the best, especially with Writer Flight, because that is like the culmination of that is this Saturday, right?
And I'm just saying to all your listeners that if you don't participate in this next year, there might be a lynching with pies.
Mm. All right. Well, I do have
pumpkin
an idea in mind.
Apple.
I do have a rough idea in mind, so maybe I'll think about it. Okay.
Think about it.
We're gonna take a you know what? I'm gonna call up a song here. What song would you like to hear? Because this is the miracle of technology, so I can just go to YouTube and play whatever the heck I want.
Will they listen to anything, your listeners?
Yep.
Why don't you play Mikey Pikey's song?
What's Mikey Pikey's?
Mikey Luttenschlager.
Oh, I don't know if he's on YouTube, is he?
He is, but it's Dave Finley's...
okay.
You know what I mean? Dave Finley's film, so it's the soundtrack to that.
David Finley. This will work?
It's called Thursday Evening.
Okay. Na 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 na. Dead air talk, you guys.
Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday evening, she said, as she typed it out right here. Scary geometry. No, I don't think it's here.
Well, you can play Lana Del Rey's Blue Jeans. It's one of the things off my Hurtin' soundtrack for Tammy.
All right. Blue Jeans, Lana Del Rey.
I think it's Blue Jean.
Blue Jean, all right. Lana?
Lana Del Rey.
Right here? Yep.
Yep.
Oh, right here. All right, there we go. Hold on a second here. The miracle of radio. All right. Of course, I'm going to edit this out in the podcast, and it'll just be a nice smooth, you know, not all this stuff. Vivo hot this week. Soundgarden, go away. Yeah, watch now. No, get rid of the ad.
I heard Lena Lovitch on the radio the other day.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Lena Lovitch.
Lena Lovitch, what is she doing?
While I have you guys on the radio here, we're thinking of doing a backdoor reunion. Yeah.
Cool. Will the music be the same?
The music will be the same. We just have to find a venue for it. So if anybody's listening.
Hey, did you hear they just remastered all of the old Joy Division tracks?
No, but I'm not surprised. I'm going to play some Nick Cave, too. Okay, here's some Lana Del Rey for Catherine and Patty on Coral FM. Yeah.
I'm Yeah, that was Blue Jeans for the lovely and talented Catherine Mills and Patty Gallard Bentley, who just left the building. Sam, if you just called regarding your glasses at the station, I can't see them anywhere. I'm not sure who called, but it might have been Sam. Anyway, now I've been forced into writing something for this thing next year, which I might do. I don't know. I kind of miss theater, and I have worked years back. I worked with Catherine in theater a fair bit. Anyway, just to go through the plays again, tomorrow night at the Bonnie Stewart. Is it the Bonnie Stewart? It's the Bonnie Stewart building. It's a cool black box at Globe Studios, actually, is where all this is happening. 7 o'clock is Culture Clash. 7:30 is Still Embers. And 9 p.m. is Sloth. And then they mix up the plays. Friday, November 23rd, is 7 p.m. is Sloth. 8 p.m. is And Then She Tasted Cerulean Blue by Patty. And 9 p.m. is Catherine doing a monodrama, A Clean Breast, about a woman the night before her mastectomy. And then Saturday, November 24th, it's the Writer Flight Response, featuring plays written by six brave playwrights, including David Copeland, Rosemary Doyle, Nicholas Cumming, Terry Chartland, Chantel Paul, and Brian Abudhu. So that'll be really interesting to see what's going on with that. And then, as Patty mentioned, coming up in March 2013 is She Speaks. So, and of course, they also do Asphalt Jungle Shorts as well. In the spring uptown, in the autumn downtown. Wow, are they on their fourth? Looks like fourth and fifth, something like that. So, yeah, Flush Inc. has been around a while, actually. And it's kind of cool that they're all in the same building now as well, with Empty Space and Neruda. So, three great cultural organizations in this area. So you're just tuning in. This